It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to the Pandarin Talk. My name's Sean Dangler, and this is another edition of A Day in the Life. And this week, yes, I'm back on the road again. It seems to be the only time I can record is when I'm driving. Just been busy, but what I want to talk about this week is NFL free agency, and specifically one man named Aaron Rodgers. This guy, let me tell you, this guy, Aaron Rodgers, is an interesting thing, because he technically hasn't said he's retiring or not, because he's supposed to go on that darkness retreat, which he did. But if you read anything, if you pay any attention to ESPN or any other probably NFL reporters, they basically make it sound like he's probably wanting to be traded to the New York Jets. But he hasn't announced it. Well, he announced probably after the time this podcast comes out, he may have announced on the Pat McAfee show that he's a regular guest on. And it's just ridiculous. Mainly the thing is, Aaron Rodgers is 39 years old. Yes, he's a very good quarterback. He won the MVP two times in a row. Not this last year, but the previous 2 years. Like, clearly he's still there. But he's not. He's still 39. He'll be 40 by the end of the year. And so, I know, like, we went through this with Peyton Manning and Tampa Brady and Drew Brees. Well, not Drew Brees. He stayed on the same team. But I don't remember how old Peyton Manning. I don't think he was 40 when he decided to move. Or 39. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he was older. Tom, obviously, was older than 40, I believe, at that point. But what I'm saying is, what the Jets are doing to clear everything to bring in Aaron Rodgers. They've already signed Alan Lazard. Well, like, is a decent receiver, you know, he's obviously good with the Jets, also an anti-vaxxer, so I kind of have an issue, because he's like, that's probably why he's best friends with Aaron Rodgers. But they brought him in, they didn't bring him in for a 4-year, $44 million contract, which really isn't that bad for receiver, but they already have, the Jets have Corey Davis, Denzel Mims, maybe, and whoever won rookie, Garrett Wilson, I think, who won rookie of the year as their wide receivers. But Rodgers also wants to bring in Randall Cobb, who I loved Randall Cobb back in the day because he was a phenomenal fantasy football player for a few years there. And then also Mercedes Lewis, who's a tight end, who's 38. But the Jets are already kind of set on tight end. But that's like the rumors, is that he wants to bring in his guys. Which is, like, I get it, but also, like, come on, man. If you're that good at quarterback, do you really need the best people or the people you want around you? Like, I'm always leery of situations. Like, if you look at LeBron James, obviously he's won things. But eventually the team turns into kind of what he wants, and he's a terrible GM. If you look at his track history, he is terrible. Like, his teams always end up, yeah, they win for 1 year, and then they're just trash. Look at the Lakers. They won the 1 year with AD. And since then, they've just been in the wilderness, going in and out of maybe being in the playoffs or not. That's what I feel like when it's like, when you're trying to get a quarterback, is that they have too much leverage. I know Zach Wilson was not an option, but if you're telling me Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers, if I got Derek Carr without, you know, all the other BS that goes along with, I have to bring in these players, because I don't know what, obviously Derek Carr, I don't know exactly what he did, but he didn't bring Devontae Adams with him. I personally would, yeah, I don't know, I guess I would rather have gone with Derek Carr. I'm kind of surprised that they're laying all this, because it's like, I know you only have so many years to win the Super Bowl, The Jets' defense is really good, and there's some good situations kind of lined up for them to potentially win. But if they don't win, they're back where the Jets normally are. Like, I think the Jets were set up in a nice place, but you have to deal with bringing, like, with Aaron Rodgers, and he's declining. I would say that. I'm not too off of that is that they are not going to be, like, Rodgers isn't going to be as good. And yeah, they got a good defense, but I just think they're selling their soul to a man who is a good quarterback. But, like, is he going to be as good as what, you know, he has been? Probably not. I mean, it worked for Tampa Bay, so maybe it will. But I also, with Aaron Rodgers, the thing with old Rodgers, boy, this is my thing. It's like Kyrie Irving. My thing is, these guys are all super smart. They're obviously They're obviously good at their jobs. They've been a very successful quarterback, very successful point guard. But at the end of the day, none of these guys, I'm like, people treat them like they're geniuses or that Aaron Rodgers is like on another level than all of us. No! He's just a weirdo. Just like Kyrie. Kyrie has some more issues than just being a weirdo. But Rodgers is like, he's just a weirdo. Like, that's the thing. And so, while I like, you know, he is a great quarterback, I just think it's like, when people are investing, like, to be like, oh my God, we got to wait at the bated breath of what Aaron Rodgers is going to say on the Pat McAfee show. Like, this is, he is such, I mean, it makes sense that he wants to go to New York, because this guy loves attention. Rodgers absolutely loves it. He might act like he doesn't, or isn't, but like the last few years, it's always been a will he won't. He got upset when they took Jordan Love, then he stuck around for that. Last year, they thought he was going to quit, now, and then they signed him to another contract, and now he, you know, he wants to be gone. And it's just like, I don't know. It's a soap opera. That's basically what I'm getting at. So if I'm a Packers fan, I hope you get as much stuff out of it. Because I want to be, I think it's a good time to move on from Rodgers, see what you got from Jordan Love, if he's going to be something or not. Hopefully it works out just like it did with when it transitioned to Brett to Aaron Rodgers. Because I think it's just time to move on and see what you can get. And the wildest thing I think about all of this is the fact that it's a history is repeating itself, that Aaron Rodgers is going to the Jets just like Brett Favre was. And sure enough, when Kirk Cousins does another terrible job in a year or two, Aaron Rodgers will be back playing for the Minnesota Vikings. It is weird how all of this is happening, but honestly, thinking about it now, I am not surprised that Rodgers wants to go to the Jets, because this guy just loves the attention. Loves to be the center of things. I don't know how it would go. Obviously, it brings relevance to the Jets, like it did when Brett Favre went there. But I honestly, hopefully he doesn't get caught sending his junk to the trainer or anything like that. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting, to say the least. I would say with how this is going to turn out for the Jets. I personally, if I was a Jets fan, cautiously optimistic. I'm pretty sure I can see this going south pretty bad. I mean, you're only going to get like 2 or 3 years out of Rodgers if he's good, I feel like, and then he would retire. Like, that's the one thing, is I don't think you're going to get a ton of years out of him. So, that will be the interesting thing, is what will happen between all this. Like, I think that's, it'll be interesting. But, like, the Jets have really mortgaged their future, that's the thing. I mean, Zach Wilson would have hit, they would have been perfect, but they're not. They say, oh, he's going to be good at backup. He's going to be cut sooner than later or traded. But I'll be curious who they're. I do believe they need another, like, I don't know. I think they're just mortgaging a lot. Obviously, it worked for Tampa Bay, but I'm never a fan of it, because I think you can do halfway decent if they would have gone with Derek Carr, but, or another quarterback that's not as Rodgers. But, you know, pay for what you get, and you hope that it works out. So, I don't know. Hopefully it'll work out for the Jets. I oddly know way too many Jets fans in my life. And we live in Iowa and none of them are from New York. So it doesn't make any sense to me. But maybe it'll work out. Or it'll be hilarious watching the agony of what happens to them. I think the Packers will end up being fine. I'm sure the Packers management will be happy to be done with Aaron Rodgers drama to have. The Packers always seem like an organization where they try not to have one person. I mean, obviously they've had Brett Favre, Lombardi, like obviously that. But like, it always seems to be like team first, and it seems like Rodgers kind of wants to show about him a little bit. But man, I'm just being too nitpicky. Aaron Rodgers is gonna find out about this. Maybe it's just because I watched The Bachelor. You know, he doesn't talk to Jordan Rodgers, who won The Bachelorette. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But guess what? I'm not taking Aaron Rodgers in fantasy football this year. Then I'll be back in 6 months and it'll be like, guess what? I took Aaron Rodgers. I'll be like, fucking idiot. But whatever. Thank you for listening. Subscribe. Tell a friend. All you gotta do. That's the only thing I want to talk about. Just let me know. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under The Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.